there's always a need for chizuk in emunah and bitochen. Tzadik b'emunoso yichyeh. Let's see. Bo chavakuk v'hemidin al achas. Bitochen is mamish. It's the key. There's so much brocha in life and so many resolution of problems and so much menuchas hanefesh. And especially in times of difficulty, sometimes our emunah is challenged, sometimes our bitochen is challenged, and we always need opportunities and means and methods to be mechazik ourselves. So the Gemara here in Tes Zayin Omer Aleph and Beya says as follows. It's famous. Mishneh Berurah brings it. Tanya, Omro lo al Shammai Hazokein. They said about Shammai Hazokein, Kol Yomav Hoya Oimer Hoya Oichel LeKovet Shabbos. He always ate LeKovet Shabbos. All week long, he's eating LeKovet Shabbos. Motzo Behema Noah, if he found a beautiful Behema, Oimer Zule Shabbos. Motzo Acheres Noah Himeno, he found one that's even nicer. Maniach Es Hashniyo, Ve'oichel Es Harishoino. He would leave the better one and eat the first one. Also, LeKovet Shabbos, because he wanted to save the better one, LeKovet Shabbos. Avol Hillel Hazokein Mida Acheres Hoysoloi. Hillel Hazokein had a different Mida. Shekol Masov L'Shem Shomayim. All of his actions were L'Shem Shomayim. Sheneemar Boruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yoyim Yoyim Yam Oslonu or Kelishu Oseinu Selo. Boruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. He took each day by day. He didn't save L'Kovet Shabbos. Whatever he found each day, he would eat. And Rashi says very simply, L'shem Shomayim. What is it? We call Mas of L'shem Shomayim. Boiteach shetizdam eloino l'Shabbos. He had bitochim that he would have a more beautiful one, a better one for Shabbos. So that's what he. That's a little bit confusing. What the Gemara says that he was shekol Mas of L'shem Shomayim. What is that? And shenemar baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Which is a posuk that Yom Yom Yamas Lonu, that Hashem will take care of us and provide for us, and like there's a little confusion over there what that means exactly. So the Marsha explains Oichel LeKovet Shabbos, Iker Tam Ho'inyan Bazeh, whatever is because of Zochreyu, and Zohar, but then he says, Ve'omar, Shehilel Mida Acheres Hoysoboy. He had a different Mida. What does it mean? Kloimar. What does it mean? Mida Acheres Hoysoboy. Devadai midas shamai meulo v'toivohi. Really, what Shammai held is the proper thing. That was the right thing. Why? Because you're supposed to lekovet Shabbos. It says zochras yom haShabbos, zochreyu tomid. It's supposed to be all week long. If you find them on a yofa, it's supposed to stay up for Shabbos. Shammai was really was a very good thing. Elo sheze mido acheres. Sheyoyser Toivo, he had a better. Hillel had even a better mida, which was what? Umu'ula, mimeno. Shesoyseres oiso, that contradicts even Shammai's mida. Dahainu, midas habitochon. midah cheres hoyseba is a midas habitochon he had. Sheboiteach ba Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheyazmin lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noah heimeno. He was batuach in Hashem that Hashem would provide for him a better one. Ukomar shekol masov. What does it mean? Kol masov Hashem shomayim. What's the Gemara talking about with that language? So he says she'al toimar shezu midas rafsonus. Maybe you think Hillel's just a glutton. He likes to eat, so he finds something good. He has to eat it. He can't wait. Kibay shekosav. He says haroig bokor shechoit tzoin. Kimochonomus, you know, eat, drink, and be merry. Let's just, you're into this gluttonous philosophy. That cholila, that's not what he was. He says, Val korchoch omar shaharei kol masav shel Hillel l'shem shamayim. Hillel did everything l'shem shamayim. He wasn't just hungry or out of control. Who? L'shem shamayim, who? Yesh lonu litlois gamzeh. We should assume that this is also L'Shem Shemayim. Since Hillel did everything L'Shem Shemayim, we have to assume that this is also L'Shem Shemayim. Mimidas habitochen. It stems from his midas habitochen. Umaisi Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. So what's the posuk Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim? Kloimar sheyesh levoreich laKodesh Baruch Hu al kol ma shemamtziloi. A person should say a brocha to Hashem and everything He gives him. The whole yoim v'yoim, livtoyach boy shehu yamos lonu oid leyomim haboyim. In order to have bitochen, every day we should thank Him. Look what He gave me for today. Thank you. I appreciate for today. Each morning that I get Baruch Hashem yoim yoim. In order to be able to have the bitochen that He will continue to do so in the future. So very much, very briefly. It seems to be, with the Marshah, there seems to be also a problem over here. Because on the one hand, Rashi says, and the Marshah says it clearly too, that Hillel had bitochen. And he ate what he found without saving it for Shabbos because he had this midas habitochen. But that's based on Shenemar, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, which the Marshah explains is that he should thank Hashem every day for what he has, and memela he will have bitochon that just like you did it for me until now, you're going to continue to do it in the future. So it sounds that there's a bit of a contradiction here. Is this eating it today an expression of his midas bitochon, or is it shenemar, the reason it's called matzav Hashem shomayim, which means that he had bitochon and that he's doing it, he's eating because he has bitochon that he'll get better for Shabbos, and shenemar, that's based on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. The Marshal learns that Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, and Lachora, that's the only way to learn that, it refers to the fact that a person has to strengthen his bitochon, that every day I look what Hashem provided, and I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, He provided today, He'll continue to provide tomorrow. And that's the source of bitochon. So here you're saying, Mitzad Echod, that Hillel was this great Baal bitochon, that he didn't save anything because he was sure he would have better. And here you're saying, that's based on Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, on the need for a person every day to look at what he has and to strengthen his bitochon so he should have more in the future. So is he the Baal bitochon? Or is he the Uyver al bitochen? Is he working, is he eating it today to strengthen his bitochen? Or is he eating it today because he has bitochen? And if he's only strengthened his bitochen, does he have a right to go against Shammai's Mida, which is a Mida Me'ula of Kovet Shabbos, which says, Zochre Siyem HaShabbos Zochreu Tomid? Does he have a right to do that just to strengthen his bitochen? So what exactly is going on over here? So I want to suggest, I think, It's pretty poshut, and I think it may be very relevant on a much more baser human level to us. And that is that we're not talking about absolutes. We're talking about madregas. We're talking about a continuum. We're talking about an ongoing effort at strengthening the midas habitochen. Hillel was the consummate Baal bitochen. Hillel is the example that Gemara gives in Brochas that says when he and he heard a kol svocho, and even though the Mishnah said you're not allowed to be mispalish lo yehi b'toich beisi, Hillel said, "Batuach ani shein ze b'toich beisi." He had bitochen, it's not in his house. And the Gemara is matzdik that with the posuk mishmor or lo yiro nocha libo v'toch b'ashem. And the goyin asks, "I, the rat tzaddikim that have tzaras, how could it be?" And he answers that everything depends on the level of bitochen that he had. Hillel reached such a high level. He even compares it to Reb Chanina ben Doisa, who says einoid milvadoi, and that you like tistayach milseich. He was 100% sure. He was sure that this is the way it's going to be. So that bal bitochen, when he got a mona yofe. And Rashi says, and the Marsha says the same thing, that he had bitochon, and he had this midah cheres, he had the midas habitochon, and he ate it. So what's the raya from Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim? Strengthen his bitochon. Vaistois, that they go together. That the avoidas habitochon, or the madregos habitochon, is a combination of, I am a bal bitochon, I'm trusting Hashem, and I may be on such a great level like Hillel, but the process of trusting Hashem is all an avoida at reaching a higher level. That, yes, I have bitochen, and I have enough bitochen to justify eating the mona yofe during the week and not saving it for Shabbos and not worrying about the zocher as yom haShabbos, because I will have more for sure. And that's bitochen, that's for sure. But yet, the surest expression, or the expression of the surest bitochin, is all part of a system of using that to strengthen the bitochos, which means bitochin is an endless effort. Now, on the one hand, that could be very scary, because if Hillel still had to work in his bitochin, what should I say? On the other hand, if Hillel's bitochin is nechshava bitochin enough to justify what he did, even though he had so much more to go? So I would take it down to our level and say that even if we just have the rudiments of bitochin, and we know that I'm so short and I need more and more and more and more and more, I don't know what the baseline is. There must be some baseline. But we shouldn't be overwhelmed by the fact that I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I'm where I am. I'm working, because the whole Avedas HaBitochin is an effort at feeling that reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that expression, every day saying Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, activities that indicate that, through that growing in the process, so that I could be the Baal Bitochin who could be entitled to Mishmur Olo Yiro, and to be entitled to not to worry about the Zohar, and still this, I'm involved in the process of growth. So I think that means that there's hope for us too, that we start with the rudimentary levels of bitochen, and even though there's so much more to go, the bitochen that we have can still be, reach a certain level, legitimate, and it is all part of a process, and the whole avodah is always, so we always have to be focused both on developing the bitochen, and as much as we develop, to strengthen it and to keep growing more and more. Agav, you just see, I think, the same thing in Yonei Emuna. If you look at the Sefer Achinuch, in the Shorash HaMitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right, in Parshas Yisroi, so he says, very interesting, he says, Ein tzorach bir, yodu ha-hadov, v'nigla ha-kol, ki ha-amuno, zu ha-yisoyed ha-das, v'asher lo yamin bozeh, kofer be'ikar, v'ein lo chelik uschusim Yisroel. V'inin ha-amuno hu, what's the inyan of emuno? She-yikpa b'nafshenu, she-ho-emes kein, to be kaveya it, to establish it in our nefesh that this is the truth. There's no way to exchange this. This is the reality. If a person will ask, he'll answer anyone. This is what he believes, and he won't be moide in chilov ze afilo yomer lahorgoy. Even if someone will say to kill him, he'll be ready to give his life for this emuna. Shekol ze machzik v'koyvea hamonas alev kishemoytzi hadover min hakoyach el hapoel. Ritzoni loymer kishyekayim divrei piv mashalibo goymer. And he goes on. So it sounds like what he says is that he's on a level where he's ready to give his life. He has emuna, and you ask me, yes, I have emuna, and if you're going to shoot me, so be it, shoot. And what is going to be the benefit? Shekol ze machzik v'kevea hamonas halev kishemoytzi hadov min hakoyach el hapoel. There's infinite levels. I'm holding by a point of I have enough emuna to give my life al kiddush Hashem. But yet by engaging in that process, what I'm doing is elevating and deepening the emuna more and more. So in Emunah too, we find it's the same thing. There's a baseline, obviously, and I guess each person has the baseline of his Madrega, but we shouldn't be overwhelmed by the fact that I don't have the Emunah of the Chofetz Chaim, I don't have the Emunah of the Vilna Goyin, I don't have the Emunah of the Rambam. But even the Rambam didn't have the Emunah of the Rambam, because it's a process, and whatever level they have, there's chizuk to go more and deeper and deeper and deeper. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yodatav Hashem voisu elavovecho ki Hashem hu Elokim." It's a constant process, and every time we take it from ha koyach el hapoyel, whether it's the poyel of the action like Hillel, whether it's the poyel of the dibur, but whatever we do to express it, that deepens that level of emunah. So it's an ongoing thing, which means, number one, we shouldn't be disappointed in the lower levels because it's expected just to be going up. And second of all, part of what we should be doing is striving for constantly everything we do and every expression that we make to bring us to higher and higher and to realize that this is what elevates us to deeper levels.